Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of consciousness, who we are, the ongoing revelation of the higher technologies, and discovering really the deeper parts of the human being, which I think is this age we're moving into. And that's why I have two real experts in the field of human development and evolution, I would say. I'm talking to my old friend Jay Wilder and the reverse speech expert David Oates. Welcome both to the program here. So, David?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
David, I've really been interested in this whole idea of reverse speech, and it seems from what I've read is that when people speak, It may seem linear, but actually when you play it back, it seems like there's thoughts in the reverse of their language as well. Can you talk about reverse speech a little bit?
Right, sure. Well, very simply, reverse speech is the name given to the phenomenon of backward messages in speech. And quite simply, if you take human speech and run it in reverse, about once every 20 or 30 seconds, you'll hear a short, sharp message, normally four or five, six words long. That is what the unconscious mind is thinking.
Hello.
Oh, I think we got Jay back. Anyway, Jay, David's just going through the idea of reverse speech. So continue, David.
Yeah. So the theory, a round reverse speech is that language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. As the human brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's putting those sounds together in such a way that we're saying two things at once, one forward from the conscious and the other one in reverse from the unconscious. So it's another form of human communication. Some people call it another human sense. But it's certainly a way in which the unconscious mind is communicating constantly and continuously. Reverse speech is a communication process. We are all hearing the reversals of each other all the time and responding accordingly. Might get a gut feeling that there's more to what someone is saying. Or you get an innate sense you can't trust the person. And many times we're hearing the backward messages embedded into the speech and responding accordingly. So I've been researching the field for 34 years now. I wrote the theory in 1987, went public in 88, and been traveling the world, teaching, lecturing all about the phenomenon ever since. So,
well, I think it's fantastic, and I totally believe it, and you're going to give us some demonstrations of that in a while, but let me just ask you, doesn't this say that the human mind, the human intelligence, is far more sophisticated than we've given it credit for?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes, it definitely says that. Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah, the vastness of the human mind, I would say we've only scratched the tip of the iceberg of what it's capable of doing. And, reverse speech is just one of the many unconscious functions, some of which we're aware of and many of which we haven't even begun to explore yet.
What are the other unconscious functions?
Well, body language, for example, is another way in which the unconscious mind communicates. Reverse speech says that we're also communicating through smell. We are transmitting and receiving odors on an unconscious level continuously. That's another human sense. Reverse speech talks about sound. I'm not too sure exactly what it means by sound, but it's some form of energy that the human body is transmitting as well, also to communicate. I know very little about that other than what reverse speech tells me, because it's sound, word, the logos, So there's many different ways in which the unconscious is communicating. The unconscious comprises of over 95% of the human mind, probably more than that, I would say.
And the brain.
And we've only just begun to tap into it.
I think this is really, really exciting. Let me just ask Jay. Jay, how did you discover the work of David, and how has it helped you?
Sure. You know, I'd heard about reverse speech. David's been on Coast to Coast before. I think I heard that program. And I'd been, you know, fascinated, but it had been in the background. And then first part of February, a good friend of mine was telling me about it, and he was highly recommending it. So I went to David's website, and David has two websites now. He's developed these programs called Meta Walks. And he has a package of 12 of them for, I think it was like $47. And I bought them, and I started using them. Now, as you said earlier, I've done a lot of different things over the decades, from S forward, all kinds of things. I was quite shocked at the transformation I had from the Meta Walks. I was very shocked.
What kind of transformation?
It's like I got new software installed. I forgot about this. Actually, before I got the Meta Walks, David did a group call, and I was on that. And so it's like having, if you could use the analogy of a computer, it's like if you could upgrade your core operating system. If you went from, a slower version to a more robust core operating system. And that showed up in my life as more maturity. Things didn't bother me like they used to. I just was more... I had a new operating system to operate from. So I can put it into words.
Let me ask David, what exactly do you do, David, in your trainings to change people's, subconscious, conscious relationship?
Oh boy, that's jumping into the deep end. I don't know what I can explain that in 2 minutes or less, but let's give it a shot.
As long as you want.
I'm sorry?
No, I said take as long as you want to explain it.
Okay. All right. Well, the initial discovery of reverse speech has led me into far greater discoveries of the unconscious mind. One of my principles that I followed was that when I first began my research was that if reverse speech is the voice of the unconscious, what can it teach me about the unconscious and how the unconscious functions? And that has led me to the discovery of what I call the metaphoric matrix of the deep unconscious mind. Reverse speech speaks in metaphor. I would say probably 67% of the language in reverse speech uses metaphorical or archetypal language like wolf, goddess, Lancelot, Garden of Eden. I've written a metaphor dictionary that has over 1,000 references of reverse speech metaphors that we've discovered so far. In my 34 years of research, I've been able to allocate these specific metaphors to certain functions of consciousness. For example, the metaphor wolf is motivation and drive, inner strength. The metaphor goddess is hope for the future, dreams, passions. And so as I have documented these metaphorical structures of the unconscious, which, by the way, is in keeping with many other accepted theories of the unconscious mind. Carl Jung, for example, researched the metaphorical, what he called the archetypes of the unconscious very extensively. So I've developed what I call a metaphoric map, and this is how the unconscious is structured.
So let me just interrupt. Can I just interrupt for 1 second? When you say woof, you're just talking about reverse speech English. Other languages have their other key words for,
Yes, that's a very good observation. We have done research so far into three other languages, German, Spanish, and French. And they are finding the same metaphors in their language as what I'm finding in English. And I believe this points to a universality or a common collective unconscious. Of course, we haven't looked at Asian languages. They may have a whole different construct. But yes, so I'm specifically talking about English. I don't know. I only speak English, so I don't know what the Spanish word for wolf is. But my Spanish practitioners tell me that the same metaphors occur in their language as what's occurring in English.
I want you to continue, but I want to tell you about a discovery I made about there's a word in English that is the same forwards and backwards. Do you know about those words?
Oh, well, yeah, there's quite a few of them. We actually call them mirror image reversals, where they say the same thing forwards as they do backwards. Quite amazing. Yes.
Which words have you found for that?
Oh, well, I found entire phrases. Probably the best thing, I haven't found words per se, but phrases. I mean, well, like remember will reverse to say remember, for example. Mum, dad, both reverse to say mum, dad.
You know which word I found that I was forward and backward just accidentally was the word initiation.
True. Yep, that's the same, forwards and backwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me give an example of a whole phrase. Backwards, okay? Yeah. So here is so this is the first clip of reverse speech I'm going to play for you all, okay? So this is what we call a mirror image reversal. It's a very emotional situation. I'm in session work with a client and my secretary runs in and says, David, the house is on fire. Listen to the emotion in her voice. Oops, sorry, I've muted the sound. Now we'll try it.
I sense it what?
Yes? What?
Something burning in the
room. You can hear the emotion, and we play it backwards, and she says the same thing. Here it is, backwards. Well, actually, one word different. She says, the house is on fire, our house is on fire.
Oh.
And I'll play it again.
Oh.
And here it is, forwards. Play it forwards.
What?
Something burning in the room.
And backwards.
Oh.
You like that one?
That's pretty amazing. I mean, it does take a sort of a sensitive ear or a kind of acquired skill to recognize reverse words.
Oh, right? Sure. Yeah, reverse speech sounds different than normal forward speech. It's got this ethereal, sing-song, musical tone to it. Here, let's play another one. Then I'll get back to metaphors. But this
can I just add? Was that a real situation with your house on fire? Was that a?
That was a real situation. Oh yeah, there's a whole story behind that. It was an arson house fire. Someone threw a firebomb through the.
Because of reverse speech. All right, go ahead. Continue.
Because of reverse speech. Exactly right.
So, really?
Anyway, let me play another reversal to show you the sing-song nature of reverse speech. So here's the forwards. This is Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And she says backwards, and I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
You hear that?
And I'll scam you.
Wow. Yeah. Are you saying that people are honest in reverse speech? They're not, they're subconscious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are honest in reverse speech. They will communicate the truth of who they are, conscious and unconscious. If they're lying forward, you will probably get the truth in reverse. Not always, but usually. And when I say not always, there may not be a reversal there, but usually there will be a reversal there that communicates the truth. And it's the truth of who we are, which can sometimes be different than what we consciously think we are. So reverse bits can be a little bit confronting sometimes.
Dave, let me put this in there because this is what the way I'm starting to see it. So it's like, you know, scientists say we only use 10% of our brain. Well, that's the conscious part, and that's the part that we think is communicating everything we have to say. But if that's so, the 10%, then that 90%, the unconscious part, whatever that part believes and is acting on, that's what can be seen in reverse speech. Is that a fair statement, David?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Yes.
Well, But Jay, I still don't understand how this has changed you just by listening to reverse speech.
Well, let's go back to the metaphors, because the metaphors is not the words being played backwards that creates the wolf in my subconscious. It's the image. It's the picture. So when David says the subconscious operates on metaphors, another way of saying that is pictures, images. So when I do a meadow walk, I see the wolf. I visually have a visual image. I can feel the hair on the wolf. It is visceral. It's as if I am, the wolf is literally sitting with me. So bam, that means it's just gotten into my deeper subconscious. It meaning this archetype, this energy of being more focused, being more, I mean, just like a wolf, you know, when a wolf goes out in the wild, man, it's on the trail and it gets what it's going for. That's its focus.
I think I get that. I'm not sure where the wolf exactly comes in, except that it shows up in the reverse speech a lot, right?
But yeah, very common metaphor. Yes, we hear it many, many times. Yes.
When Hillary Clinton says, "I'll scam you," everybody's hearing that on a subconscious level. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And depending on how congruent they are, depends on how they will react to that message. They may say, "Oh, I don't like what she's saying." Because they hear the reversal. Okay.
Congruency. I think this is what Jay's talking about. He's learned functioning in more congruent, cohesive thought, right?
I hadn't taken it that far, but yeah, that's what it comes down to. It's like having a bigger, healthy subconscious base, a stronger base. I mean, there's more metaphors than just the wolf. There's the goddess, as David said. There's Odin. There's this warrior. There's Merlin. There's different things. And here's an actual example. So I've had one-on-one sessions with David now where he had me send him a list of things I wanted in my life. And I ended up with a pretty big list. I think David was surprised. So it was several pages. And when we had our session, we went through that list and I would talk about them. I would just talk about them, whatever I was feeling, whatever my experience was, whether I thought it was possible or didn't. I was being congruent with where I really was. So when we got the next session, after he'd analyzed it and listened to the reverse speeches, there was one that I had an instant shift on a conscious and I guess subconscious level. Certainly I had an epiphany, and that was, you know, I do these kids classes here, Alan, and it came up, I forget the exact verbiage, but it was something like, "And your wolf is dulled down." And I went, "Oh my God, I got it." Because I had kind of been noticing that when I have a partner, and I'd been noticing that more and more, I'd let him do nearly all the talking. I was dulled down. I was not participating to the level I knew I could. And I'm not quite sure why. I've certainly looked at it. I think my own elementary school programming kicked in, which was, you know, stay in your chair and be quiet. Whatever. I don't know why, but I took that information, and the next time I made a conscious effort to stay more focused, more participatory, and the class was 10 times more fun than what they had been getting to be, because I'd actually been thinking, well, maybe I should stop doing these because it's not, you know, I'm not getting that much fun out of it. Well, once I heard that, what the way I was operating from a subconscious level and took conscious action, bam, the whole thing turned around. And we just did classes last weekend, and at the end of both days, I was like, "Oh man, this is great!" You know, because I was having a good time because I was participating more.
Well, that's great. So, David, your whole goal, it sounds like, is to restructure human consciousness. Would you say that's true?
Oh yeah, I'd say that's absolutely true. Yes, indeed. Yeah, and reverse speech gives me the roadmap to work with. And so what I've been able to do over
discovered
the last...
Discovered reverse speech
sorry?
Because No, I mean, I think the discovery of it is quite shocking to someone, you know, because how did you come across it?
Oh, well, I was actually running a halfway house for street kids. I'm a youth worker by profession, a drug rehab counselor, and some of them were playing rock and roll records backwards. This is back, 30 years ago now, back in the early 80s. There was a big controversy back in those days. If you played records backwards, you could hear all these extra messages that were supposedly the voice of the devil. And they asked me what I thought about it, and I just laughed. But I'm a bit of an electronics buff, so I went home and started playing these recordings backwards, and I was hearing what they were hearing. And I'm going, gee, this is a bit weird. What on earth is this? And my curiosity was aroused, and wasn't too long before I accidentally stumbled across the phenomena in normal human speech. And once I found it in speech, I knew there was something quite profound to this. I was just like a dog with a bone. I just kept at it, researched, and tried to work out what it all was. And it all the pieces fell together in 87. That's when I wrote the first book, Beyond Backward Masking. We first presented the theory of reverse speech.
And so do you listen to yourself all the time to see you checking in with your subconscious?
Oh, I advise people not to do their own reversals. If I got to do work on myself, I hire out one of my practitioners who I've trained to work with me. I do that on a fairly regular basis too.
Why not listen to your own? Excuse me, Alan. Why not listen to your own?
Why not do it yourself? You won't hear the dysfunctional patterns for a start.
If it's your blind spot, it may stay your blind spot.
There's no way, and
Alan, I want to mention, we are going to open up the phone lines right at the end. If anyone has any questions, they can call in directly and talk to David.
Yeah, they can call the BBS radio. Let me see if Don's listening. He could jump in with the number. I'll just go to the website and give people the number to call in. But so you have some other samples. So you just gave us a sort of basic one, but you have any sort of involved stuff there, David, that we could really show people's subconscious, like some, you know, political people or public speakers?
Oh, I've got quite a few. Where do you want to start? Public speakers.
So do you think Donald Trump is a good guy, according to your reverse speech analysis?
Donald Trump shapes up pretty well in reverse. He's a fairly congruent sort of guy. He's really all for America, and that's all through his reversals. So here's one here.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't notice Swedish people knocking down the World Trade Center. I came out very strongly against the mosque being built virtually
across the street. And so did I. You and I were on the same page. Okay.
And here he says, backwards America now. You hear that there, Alan?
I'm not sure what he's saying. What's he saying?
Oh, America now. Is that one not clear? Sorry, I'll play it again.
Oh, yeah. When you say it, I do hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, so here we go. And let me play you a really obvious example of what we call a congruent reversal. Now, we played an incongruent reverse on Hillary Clinton, where she said, I scam you.
Just let me ask you what you mean by – what does congruence mean to you?
Congruent means that the conscious and the unconscious are in alignment or incongruent or congruent, communicating the same message. What I'm saying consciously is what I'm saying unconsciously.
Okay, I get it.
And yes, I'm sorry. It's a word I use frequently. It's a reverse speech will very obviously show us congruity and incongruity, whether someone really believes what they're saying or really in contact with who they are as a person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Congruity is very rare. Most of us are incongruent. We have grown up that way. We've been taught that way. But here's a congruent reversal. This is.
But do you find more? Do you find like more spiritual people are more congruent to have people with higher integrity? Would you say?
Oh well, it depends what you mean by spiritual people. That's yes, okay. I would say okay. that. So, but some people who think they're spiritual and are not spiritual, but a spiritual awareness, true spiritual awareness, yes, creates a state of congruity. And
okay,
that's where real spiritual power comes from, is through congruity.
Okay, great. And Jay, also feel free to jump in anytime. So, but let's hear what you got there, David.
Okay, congruent. So this is Donald Trump talking about Hillary Clinton's emails. So here's the forwards.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, "Here, Hillary." And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
And run it backwards, and he says, "Hillary, let's see this email."
Hillary, this email. Hillary, this email.
You hear that one there, Alan?
So what he say? So let's say he is saying, "Hillary, let's see this email." Yeah. What is he saying? Is he curious? I mean, is he?
Well, that's what he's saying forwards. Well, that's what he's talking about forwards. He's talking forwards about the Hillary and her emails. It was a big controversy in the election campaign. Here, I'll play the forwards again and listen to what he's saying forwards.
Okay.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, "Here, Hillary." And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
He's talking about the emails forwards, Hillary and the emails forwards. Right. And we run it in reverse, and we hear the same thing, Hillary and the emails. So we call that a congruent reversal. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, no, I get you. I mean, I still think it takes a little bit of acquired hearing to hear the word reversal words.
Oh, yes.
But I'm getting it as you're saying it. It takes a little sensitivity. Yeah.
Yeah, here, let me play you a couple of really clear ones, okay?
Okay.
So here's a woman talking about her love life.
Like, when I met Michael, I was immediately attracted to him, and I wanted him, and I still want him, not as strongly, and I won't go there over to his house or anything. I know how bad it is. But there's this pull for the bad guys.
And this is what she says backwards. Listen carefully. What's she saying?
I want a man.
What do you hear?
I want a man.
Yeah, exactly right. I want a man.
That's that whole sentence backwards that she just said?
No, that's just a small section of it. I'm playing about 10 seconds forwards, and then the reversals themselves are only 1 or 2 seconds long. So I'm just – so, for example, if I play the whole lot backwards, you'll hear that amongst the gibberish. Here, I'll show you. You hear that there, how it just jumps up out of the gibberish?
So some of reverse speech is gibberish, and then out of the gibberish you hear these distinct phrases, which is the subconscious speaking really loud, right?
Exactly correct. That's exactly how it works. Yes.
I get it. Okay, I'm getting you now, and I think that's brilliant. I think you're absolutely right. You know,
for me, the way I would use that, if it was me and I heard myself say something like that backwards, I'd go, "Oh, I believe that a man, a real man, is a bad boy, is someone who breaks all the rules." And because as long as that's what is believed in the subconscious, that's what's going to be acting on. That's what that, I think she used the word pull, is going to be for. So that gives me a handle to work on my subconscious, dig all that up, find the roots of that pattern, and clear it out, and then install, I can't think, what would be a metaphor, David, that would be a healthy man that's...
Adam.
I would,
absolutely.
Once that's installed, my actions would automatically just become different. There wouldn't be any willpower.
How do you install that, eh? Or David?
The part I don't understand yet. I mean, I'll be honest here in the sense that these meta walks are only like 8 or 9 minutes, and it's kind of guided imagery. But okay, boy,
so
does
how
it
do we install them? Okay, so let me.
Yeah, go ahead, David. Yes, yes.
All right, so I've developed over a period of, took me about 10 years, a fairly unique hypnotic technique, which I call a metawalk. And it's a combination of two words, metaphor and walkabout. And a walkabout is the spiritual journey the Aboriginals make into the outback. So a metawalk is a spiritual journey through the unconscious. Now, given that the unconscious is thinks in metaphor or pictures, if someone has a metaphor that says my wolf is sick, then we want to change that metaphor to a healthy wolf. Okay, and that's going to, as you change a sick metaphor to a healthy metaphor, that's going to directly affect their concentration, their motivation. So
and
I'm going
to how do you change that? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to place them into a very light hypnotic trance state, and I'm going to ask them to picture a wolf, like guided visualization. The
right.
First thing you'll notice is that the picture is very vivid and very clear, a lot clearer than most guided visualization journeys. And that is because we are using the language of the unconscious. Speak the unconscious in its own language. I will then ask the client to make the wolf well. Now, before I do that, I'll actually have instructions on how to do that, but we're skipping out a step. But let's supposing to make the wolf well, we had to take it to a river to drink water. So in this guided visualization journey, I would have them take the wolf to a river and drink water from the river. And as they drink the water, they are strengthening the wolf. Wolf becomes strong, and so their motivation level rises accordingly. If someone has no hope for the future, for example, I might have them see a goddess and embrace the goddess. And as they embrace the goddess, goddess is a metaphor for hope for the future. As they embrace the goddess, they are connecting with that hope. So the whole thing works on pictures or metaphor. Once you understand the unconscious thinks in metaphor or pictures, then it's fairly easy to go and change it by talking to it in its own language or metaphor.
But would this speech then change, the reverse speech change that person?
Ah, well, that's what we're looking for. A very good point, yes. We are looking for their own reversals to change. And once I've done a metawalk on someone, I'll then do another recording to make sure the metaphors have in fact changed. And if they have changed, then that person has also changed.
But isn't the reverse speech dependent upon the words? That so they could say maybe the same words, but it would come, no?
No, it's caused by the sounds of speech. So two people can say exactly the same sentence and you get different reversals.
That's interesting.
Different
intonations,
different accents. You know, like I speak with an Australian accent. You speak with an American accent.
Right.
Jay has his own unique voice. You have your own unique voice. And when you reverse those sounds, you're in a whole other different world, a whole other different reality, a little subtle breaths or little pauses or stutters can all create the speech reversal. So,
let me just ask – I just have one other question. I have a question that just came to me. Has this shifted your relationship to time because you're seeing things in a nonlinear way? I mean, do you have a bigger sense of the space-time continuum?
That's an interesting question. I've never been asked that before. Well, I think of reversals as occurring in real time. They're just backwards, so because they're unconscious, so the conscious can't hear it. So I've had some people ask me if I'm reversing time, going backwards in time by reversing tapes. That's not my current understanding. No, my current understanding is, you know, they're just short sentences backwards because that's so they can be unconscious.
But it does have to do with or maybe our time relationship, because we're saying things from the, you know, forward in time. And
right. Look, it's a valid area of research that I haven't pursued yet. Yeah, that's the only way I can answer
that. But anyway, no, I'm just curious. But let's hear some more. It's, I'm starting to get used to the language. And the thing, one more thing about, so in the reverse speech, you also listen to these archetypal sounds that are signals to where that person may need some extra work, right?
Exactly correct. Okay, so let me play you an archetype, okay? That shows how metaphors can be damaged. Now, this is reverse is actually on me, but I'm talking to a client who's just had a nervous breakdown, and he can't motivate himself. So here's the thoughts on me.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've been together, and you've got all full of ideas. Is this just a latest idea? Is it just all froth and babble, or do you really want to get out?
Backwards, I say, see the wolf fallen in the lake. See if you can hear this.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
You hear that one? Yeah. Okay. So that's a classic metaphor. Now, so it's using two metaphors, wolf, which is motivation and drive, and lake, which is emotions. So this guy's just had a nervous breakdown. So his wolf has fallen in the lake. In other words, he cannot motivate himself because he's drowning in his own emotions. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yeah, so totally.
So that's a metaphor that describes the behavior. So to change.
No, I'm just curious how you discovered these things of these key metaphors in speech. I'm just curious about that discovery.
Oh, many years of frustration, I can tell you. It's when I started researching reverse speech and speech, I was finding these words, wolf, goddess, Lancelot, Garden of Eden. I'm going, what the dickens is all this about? You know, and it was just a huge mystery to me. Then I began to notice a trend over a period of 3, 4, 5 years that they always occurred, like if someone was talking about motivation, you would find the wolf backwards. Or if someone was talking about dreams, you would find the goddess backwards.
Wow.
So after a while, I began to get these relationships. Ah, the light bulb goes off. Wolf is motivation. Goddess is hope for the future. Lancelot is a perfect man, and so it was a self-taught. I mean, look, no one's researched this before. You know, I was in whole new territory.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It's really I mean, I could see this really moving into psychology and psychologists.
Oh,
yeah.
It's really exciting stuff. It really is. And so to change this guy's metaphor would simply have him visualize a wolf in a lake, and we would have him take the wolf out of the lake. And as you change that picture, you're changing the behavior. That's what I'm doing in the meta walks.
Did that happen to you?
Yes. That's explained very well. And it happens that the changes in behavior happen automatically, effortlessly.
Well, talk about your experience, how that happened with you, Jay.
Well, let's see. In my business, I'm a commodities broker, and I'm so much more calmer. I'm more focused. I'm having better business transactions occur.
Your wolf is like more energized. You're saying your wolf.
Well, I am reaching out and bringing in better situations, and I would attribute that to my wolf. And I say I'm bringing them in, but not because I'm out on the phone making 100 phone calls to find 2 or 3 good ones. It's just happening automatically.
Because your subconscious is different. Your relationship is subconscious. Just that alone, David, changing the subconscious mind is a powerful tool.
Extremely powerful. Yeah, I get life-changing transformations through this process. I think it's the first real technology out there that gives you direct connection to the unconscious. I mean, well, hypnosis gets to it in a certain way, but
I think there's art therapy can do that too, where you're painting, you know, the subconscious and you're not knowing. I mean, there's some things, but still, or Freud used to use, words, just spontaneous words that, you know. And so, but still, I think you got something really unique and powerful. I talked to Jay about maybe listening to Paul Ryan's stuff about this whole. So he said you discovered some amazing things about the Republican budget and all that.
Yes, I've got Paul Ryan. You asked for Paul Ryan, so I went and got some for you. So let me pull them up. Where are they?
People who might not know, the Republicans just put together a budget that will cut a lot of social services and strengthen the military, and a lot of people are upset about that. So let's Paul Ryan's thing and getting rid of healthcare on the way it's been. So anyway, let's see what Paul Ryan really is saying.
Okay, so here we go.
It would be filibustered and you couldn't even bring it up for a vote in the Senate.
Bring it up for a vote in the Senate? Oh, fascinate, so broken. Wow. You hear that one okay?
He's saying fascinating, so broken.
Yeah, wow, that's
what does that mean?
It's very strange thinking. Well, the Health Care Act is so broken, okay? It's very broken, and he's fascinating over it, he's obsessing over it, he's getting some weird sort of satisfaction from the fact that it's so broken.
Okay.
All right, so I would call that an incongruent reversal, okay? And however, here we have a congruent one. Here's the Fords.
This is the chance and the best and only chance we're going to get. And that's why I'm really excited. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Here it says, America, let's heal you now.
Yes, heal your mouth.
Right there.
Yes, heal your mouth.
Very quick, that one.
Yes, heal your mouth.
You hear that one?
I hear it once you say it. I don't know if I could have figured that out.
That's a hard one. I must admit. Yeah.
So by listening to someone like Paul Ryan, do you think he has good intentions, or is it more like Hillary Clinton? You know, there's.
The jury's still out on Paul Ryan. I haven't done enough reversals on him to draw a conclusion. There's a couple that worry me. For example, this one here.
Here is the American Health Care Act, the bill that is moving through the committee process through regular order today, the bill that's going to take 3 weeks just to move through the House.
You know, the audio on this is not very good. That's going to make the reversals hard to hear. Reversal says, terrify in my misery.
Terrify in my misery?
Misery.
You hear that? Terrifying. Hear that.
Huh? I do hear that. I do.
That concerns me. That worries me. That's an incongruent reversal. That points to some dark motives. Some dark.
Yeah, that's in the unconscious.
Yeah, so yeah. I need to look at more on Paul Ryan. I haven't done anything on him.
Well, do you have a sample of something that's been really miraculous that you just were blown away with, you know, that some kind of reversal that's like, wow, that's powerful?
Oh,
you know?
Sure. Let me give you a – okay, let me pick another clear one. So this reversal here just really showed me the power of reverse speech. This is a man who's got financial problems, and he's talking to his tape player about these financial difficulties. So here we go.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
Now, I run this backwards. You tell me what this one says. This one's really clear. Okay, so here we go.
You're fighting, lean on me.
You're fighting, lean on me.
What do you hear there?
I think I'm frightened, lean on me.
Yeah, exactly right. You're frightened? Lean on me. You're frightened. Actually, yeah. Not I'm frightened. He'll play it again. You're frightened. Lean on me.
You're frightened. Lean on me.
You hear the you're?
You're frightened. Lean on me.
Now that is the voice of his spirit talk to him. That's a small, still voice within. And it's saying, look, I know you're frightened. I know you're worried. Just lean on me. Trust in me.
Oh, so you're saying when he says that out loud, he's actually, a part of him's talking to himself.
And yes.
The spirit talking to the subconscious mind saying, you know, that's amazing. That's a whole other level right there.
Yeah. You know, that, well, we're all so looking how, to get it. Sorry?
But there's no, I'm just saying the spirit doesn't always come through like that, does it?
Yes. That's one of the amazing things about reverse speech. You will hear messages from the spirit every tape that I do. We'll be giving us advice, guidance, instructions. It is constantly speaking to us. We are just deaf to its voice, you know. We just don't hear it. But it's always there. It's always speaking. And we use prayer and meditation and hypnosis and, you know, all sorts of modalities to get in contact with that small, still inner voice.
Do you find a congruency in prayer more than maybe regular speech?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I haven't really done a great deal of in prayer. I find it. I can't answer that question. I've never been asked that question before. I've never done it. The closest I've gotten to that was I did some research into speaking in tongues at one stage, and they were all very negative, dark, foreboding reversals. So that's the closest I got. So
you can also tell if there's some dark energy in a person, because that will come through in reverse speech too, you're saying.
Absolutely. That'll come through. Oh, yeah, definitely. Let me see if I can find it. Wow.
Well, you don't have to.
I
don't want to be freaked out, but go ahead.
No, we won't play them. I got a few negative ones here.
It's okay. I mean, if you have something, but Jay,
yeah.
You still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
I can give a number, but you say you think if people call in, and what do you want them to do?
Oh, well, I've got the two numbers here. There's a toll-free number, then there's a regular landline number. And those numbers are...
Wait.
Yeah, well, that would be the best way, right?
But you want to call them to call and do what in the call?
If they have any questions or comments, if they want to be able to have a chance to visit with David and you.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I'll do a session.
Okay. Well,
that's powerful. Yeah. Okay, the toll...
You can do a session on me, but go ahead. Go give the numbers too. Sure.
Okay. And this will go to Don, right? This will go to the radio station. Yeah. So a live person is going to answer, and it's
the call
888
to Don, and Don patches them into the talk here. Yeah.
Right. So the number is 888-429-5471 or 323-744-4841. Those both go to Don. Again, it's 888.
Okay. Great. And so.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Say it again. Sorry.
888-429-5471 or 323-744-4841.
So if anyone's listening, have comments or question or have they had experiences themselves with reverse speech, give a call. But, you know, it reminds me of the first time I ever heard reverse speech was on that Beatles album that everyone probably listened to. And it said, Paul is dead, right?
Yeah. Well, that was actually an intentionally done in the recording studio level. It's actually called backward masking. And it's where the messages are deliberately placed on the record, which is different from reverse speech, where they're occurring unconsciously. So, but yeah, that was the first time people started playing records backwards, and then they started to find all these other messages that weren't supposed to be there. And then they thought, oh, the devil's doing it, you know. So that's how the whole controversy got started.
But you said you could do a little session if you want here?
Oh, no, no, no. I thought Jay was giving out a call-in number for people to call in and inquire about reverse speech. I didn't realize he was talking.
He did. That's a call-in number for questions, but...
Oh yeah, no, I can't do a session like that. No, I've got to record and then go away and analyze it.
So. Oh. But let's listen to a few more you got there, okay? Like some more discoveries you've made.
Yeah, let's pick a couple more clear ones. Let me see. Right, here's a clear one. This is from just a normal conversation.
This is just one of many, many lifetimes, where we are here to develop the soul, basically. And when that is achieved, the soul will ascend.
Okay, this is pretty easy. Listen carefully. See if you can hear what he's saying. Here we go.
I love you today.
I love you today.
I love each day. I hear that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I love each day. Now, let's play the whole lot backwards. And
okay.
You'll hear the gibberish, and then you'll hear how it just pops out of the gibberish. So here we go.
Nessel was a fish, this is our name. Ma, you'll say, I was a love each day.
You hear how that just comes up out of the gibberish there? So,
yeah, that's pretty amazing. So,
this is what I felt back in the early days, back in the 80s when I was doing it, going, oh my God, this is incredible. This stuff is everywhere.
What does the gibberish, the gibberish doesn't mean anything, but could it mean something as well?
Well, it could very well mean something, yes. Some people theorize that there's other languages there. There might even be Sanskrit. I mean, I don't know, because obviously I only speak English. Yes, it may mean something. Not that I've discovered yet, though. It doesn't mean I won't. So,
You should do a recording of Finnegan's Wake, because James Joyce wrote that in about 7 different languages, and interesting to see what the intention was forwards and backwards. Did you ever take books, literature, and any parts from that?
We've done it a few times, but see, the thing is, you're not going to get the secrets of the book. You're going to get your reactions to the words of the book.
Right.
It's your unconscious because it's your speech, right. So they're your reversal. So you may not get hidden clues behind the book itself, if that's what you're looking for.
Right. So I'll give George. Jay, you want to give the number again? I don't know if people are shy. I don't want to call, but you can give the number.
Yeah, I'm going to just give the direct number. Everybody has cell phones nowadays, unlimited calling anyway. So it's area code 323-744-4841. Again, that's 323-744-4841. And, Anne, I'd like to give out my email address, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And, if people want to talk to me or if they send me an email, I will email them back how you can buy the MetaWalks package, which is 12 different topics. And like I said, they're very short. They're only like 8-9 minutes. And you listen to them. You listen to one a day, that's all you have to do. And the installation, so to speak, in the subconscious level just happens automatically. It's pretty simple. My email address is knowthyself@jayowilder.com. That's my full name. So it's knowthyself@jowilder.com. You have to spell that jayowilder.com. So send me an email. If you want me to call you, put your phone number in there. I'll call you back. I'm in India. I'm living in India right now. So, but I'm happy to call you. It's very cheap for me to call outbound.
But what's David's website?
Reversespeech.com. REVERSE speech, SPEECH. Reversespeech.com.
Can you just talk about those little packets you have for this upgrade?
Sure.
Installation? Yeah.
Sure. Well, okay. So basically what I've done, I've designed these metawalks using the most common metaphors that people run. So they're generic matter wasps, but they're based on 30 years of work of how the unconscious mind thinks and thinks and structures behavior. And so the metawarps use standard metaphors, wolf, goddess, Lancelot, Garden of Eden, the desert, and it takes you through a guided visualization journey. It's very vivid. You'll see the pictures very, very clearly. But as you are experiencing this journey, we are rewiring the unconscious. And you can think of it like going in for physiotherapy. You've got to get the body in alignment. What I'm doing is getting the unconscious in alignment. And I know by using certain metaphors, it will create certain outcomes. So that's what the metawalks do. They bring the unconscious mind into alignment. Okay.
And how many of them have you developed? How many of the metawalks are there?
There's 12 currently available on the $47 package.
12. And are you discovering new things every day when you do this stuff?
Oh yeah. I do tapes every day. I'm analyzing recordings every day. I have a very busy practice where I use reverse speech and work with clients.
So are these like? Would you say it's in replacing psychotherapy in a way, like the psychological?
Well, I wouldn't use the word replacing psychotherapy. It's another form of psychotherapy. I would say that.
But people call you for psychological.
Psychological issues. I also work with other issues, physical issues. I don't have a high success rate for physical issues as I do with psychological issues.
And business. Psychological issues in business. Yeah, and career.
Yes, I have quite a few business clients who. Before they embark on an important business decision, they will call me and talk about it, and we'll see what their inner wisdom has to tell them about it.
Because some people can be incongruent. If some people might say they want to make money, but their subconscious would say something like they don't deserve it or something like that, right?
Exactly correct. Yes. I work with a lot. It's actually probably about half my clientele. Work with me to unravel unconscious blocks for wealth.
So how do we reverse something like that? How would you change that?
Well, it's the same structure, it's the same process you'd use with everyone. First of all, I record them for 30 minutes. I'm then going to analyze the recording, and I'll prepare a transcript, and we'll have all these reversals. And it might say, see the wolf fall in the lake, or ones like that. I would then do another recording where I ask the client, how do I fix this problem? Now, consciously, they don't know, but their unconscious does. So I'll say to them, what do we do about the wolf in the lake? And they might give a reverse and say, pull it out with a stick. So then in my next session, I will place them in a light hypnotic state. I'll ask them to see the wolf in the lake, and then I'll ask them to hand the wolf a stick and pull the wolf out. So metawalks, I do exactly what the reversals tell me to do.
So their subconscious is telling you how to fix their subconscious.
Exactly correct. That's the real power of the technique. Yes. It's not
That's fantastic. Really fantastic.
Incredible technique. Amazing process. Yeah.
I have an analogy. David, give me some feedback on this. But one way I would say to look at this is it's kind of like a movie projector, where you have the light shining through a film strip, which then makes something show up on the screen. So the light is the light of our consciousness. The film strip is our unconscious mind where all of the images are. And when that light goes through those images, that's what shows up in our life, shows up on the movie screen. And when the images are changed, our life changes. It there's no willpower, which is one of the things I love about this. It's not like you have to make yourself behave differently. It just happens.
Well, I'm just asking if Don has a question because he listens to people all day, And, I was just wondering what he thinks, the producer here at BBS Radio, because you know, he's always, that's this whole day he spends listening to people. So if you have any input there, Don, jump in. David, you want to play a few more reversals? Because it's kind of fun picking out those clear.
But before we do that, let me go over the MetaWalks a little bit more here. There's actually four categories. There's business and career. There's financial freedom. There's relationships. And then there's health and wellness. So under business and career, there's four categories, and there's three under each category. There's the first one. This is the first one I did. Create a mindset of success. Journey into your subconscious, guided by your spiritual wolf, as he opens your mind up to unlimited confidence and personal power, teaching you a mindset of success. And then you have build your business or career, expand your business or career. So it's kind of two almost similar there. Then financial freedom is manifest more money, create a mindset of wealth, which I love that one. I listen to that one frequently. Find your financial destiny. And then relationships is improve a relationship. The next one is attract a new partner. And then this one, remove bad relationship habits. That one was very surprising. What happened? Hey,
yeah. David, what's an archetypal word in the relationship field?
Oh, a Lancelot. Also, Adam and Eve. Relationship type metaphors. Yes, Lancelot and the goddess are a common one, and Adam and Eve are another common one. Adam may be sick, or Eve may be damaged. That's going to affect the way you interact with your partner.
So your subconscious knows all this. It's amazing that I think this is a fantastic tool. It just seems really like makes a lot of sense when you talk about it this way.
Yeah, well, like it's an amazing technology. It's an incredible discovery. It's going to take a long time before it's accepted. I'm sort of resigned myself to that. I've been shouting it from the rooftops for 30 years now. it's getting out there slowly but surely. I'm training more and more people to use the technology. There's about a dozen people out there now who I've trained who can do the MetaWalks.
Do you feel sort of divinely guided in this work? Because think anytime a new field discovered, it's sort of a guidance, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit of a red herring question. but the answer is yes, I do actually. Yeah, yes, this is my calling in life. So yes, I do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean like maybe, but it seems like it's opened up a whole new field, a whole new discovery of the subconscious mind. You're saying the subconscious mind has a kind of holographic understanding of everything it's saying, and it prepares our speech sort of in advance, even though it may seem linear. Whole. And so
that's the whole concept. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So like I said in the beginning of the show, our minds must really be functioning in time space. That's why to ask that question as a holistic understanding of that. Like Jay said, like a film strip, but we're seeing the whole strip at a time.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I mean, I can get a very good indication of the script of the movie in about a 30-minute recording. That'll give me a fairly good idea what's going on. Yeah, and give me what I call the unconscious map.
Well, that's an interesting point. Did you ever listen to movies backwards and forwards and listen to the speeches of?
You know what? I never have, but someone sent me a reversal they found on Star Wars just the other day. So let me go and play that for you. Star Wars. Here we go. So here's the thoughts.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do. You don't know the power of the dark side.
Back as he says, we ask God for the power.
We ask God for the power.
I hear that.
Yeah, so he's congruent with his, he's really into his role. He's experiencing the role. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. What else? Can you play some more stuff? I'm starting to get really used to like this whole thing. And, yeah, you know, I mean, it takes
a few listings to get used to it. You know, it's just like learning to understand someone speak with a thick accent. You got to listen to it a few times.
Right.
Get a handle.
And does it change from Australia to American to English accents? Is there a difference
you can hear cultural accents in reverse speech. Yes you can.
But are the archetypal words different in those accents?
No, they are the same in English. They're the same in English.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Here we have a really cute one. I love this example. This is a little girl. She's 8 or 9, and she's talking about the subject she does at school. And she's telling her the subject she's good at. And she's about to tell us the subject she's not good at, but she changes her mind, has a little slip of the tongue. Yeah, I'll point it out. So here's the forwards.
I'm quite a good girl, and I'm quite good at math and English, but not.
Here she says, but I'm not.
An English, but not.
And then she says, then she's thinking she's not going to tell us that. And then she goes on and says this instead.
I'm science, but I don't know anything else.
Now, right of that slip of the tongue here.
I'm not.
She says this backwards. Tell me what she's saying.
I'm not telling.
I'm not telling, right?
Yeah, I'm not telling. Exactly right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's interesting. So but does it differ in children maybe just learning to speak?
Children's reversals are amazing. They're starting as early as 4 months of age. For example, here we have a child at 4 months of age. Here's the forwards. I'm going to run it backwards. You hear the gibberish followed by this really clear hello. You hear that at the end there?
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
Incredible stuff. From 4 months of age, they're pronouncing simple single words in reverse. Mummy, daddy, hungry, help, diaper. I've heard all of them in young children.
But doesn't that show the, the ability of the human mind to already be so developed?
Well,
or it shows their conscious beings, even though they can't talk yet.
Well, that's true, too. That's a good point. Yeah.
The implications of reverse speech in children are staggering. It means that the child is aware of their surroundings far earlier than what we originally thought. It also means that language development skills are there earlier than what we originally thought.
You're absolutely right. This is a breakthrough. What's the earliest you found in children who start to have these subconscious motivations? You know, maybe
4 months of age. That's the earliest.
They have these subconscious motivations. Wow.
Yeah. Let me play one of my favorite one on kids. This is my daughter in a bathtub, and she's 13 months of age. She can't pick up a cup, and she reaches out to me for help. So here's the forwards. Oops, sorry. Okay, here we go. Back where she says, David, help me. You hear that there? Isn't it amazing?
How old was your daughter there?
13 months. 13 months of age. Yeah.
13 months. So
she's saying, cohesive sentence backwards before she's doing it forwards.
Wow. Do you ever use this with in crime situations? Have you been working for like those type of things?
Well, I've worked with the police on a couple of occasions, nowhere near to the extent that I would like to, because I think it's...
What did you find when you worked for the police and found someone, whether they're guilty or not? Would that show up?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. One case I worked on with the Australian police, that the reversals revealed the location of a murder weapon in the basement of a house. Actually, the reversal said the firearm's in the cellar. The police got a search warrant and found the weapon right where the reversal said it was. It will tell us whether they're guilty or innocent. It will tell us the names of accomplices in crime. It'll tell us where the evidence is hidden. Where...
Wow. Did you do O.J. Simpson? Did you ever do his reverse speech?
Oh, yes, of course I did. Let me see if I can pull one up on O.J. real quick.
I've got a file
on OJ. Here's one just after he was acquitted on the criminal trial. Okay, what he says forwards is really ironic. Listen to the forwards.
The worst thing you can have that you can ever have is have your argument tape. I would say anybody out there that's married or is in a relationship, just turn a tape recorder on the next time you have an argument and play it back. You will not believe that was you.
Okay, so I want to play that again. This is what he says forwards.
Put a tape recorder on the next time you have an argument and play it back. You will not believe that was you.
So if we play it back, as he says, I skinned them all.
I skinned them all.
Or I conned them, or I fooled them, or I slashed them to pieces. You know, it's quite an eerie confession.
Who was saying that? Who was that talking?
That was O.J. Simpson.
It was O.J. Simpson. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
so you would say O.J. is obviously, I mean, everyone knows he was guilty, but I mean,
from his own speech, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that means that everyone on a deeper level knows what truth and integrity and justice is.
Yes, they do. It all resides in the deep unconscious. Yes, it's all there. We know it all. Whether we're in connection with it depends on how congruent we are within ourselves, how much in connection, how honest we are with ourselves is a better way of looking at it.
Your tapes there, your lessons talk about how to be more congruent, right? I mean, is that the key?
That's what I'm working on when I'm working with my clients in session work, leading them to a state of congruity. And so in the training classes, that's one of the outcomes I'm seeking for is my students, is to have them in a state of congruity.
So, Jay, are you more congruent? Do you find yourself more...
Thank you. That's an easy way to say it. I was trying to get words around my shift, because that's one of the things that's kind of strange, is to just suddenly see myself responding differently in life situations. And congruent would be a simple way to say it.
Well, give us an example how you responded differently, Jay.
Well, the house I'm renting right now, it's a new house, and from when I moved in here a few months ago, it's been a continual string of problems, things not being the way they were promised, and I would get so upset, and I knew I shouldn't get upset, but I would get upset, and da-da-da-da-da, and now I'm just like, oh, okay, well, how are we going to take care of this? Just no stress about it.
So you're a lot more relaxed and...
Oh, a lot more. And the latest one is that there's no water here. There's not enough water. There's very little water. It's a long story, but...
In India.
It's like, yeah, I'm living in India, and there's a well to this house, and something's wrong with the well, and they haven't fixed it. It's been like 4 days, so I can barely take a shower. I have just enough water each day to take a shower. But I'm not stressing about it. I mean, you can hear my voice now. It's just like, oh, it's just part of life, whatever. Whereas a few months back, I would have been, oh my goodness, I would have been so upset. I would have been rehearsing things in my mind, how I was going to beat her into the landlady, but I was going to beat her up to make her do it right or something like that, which never works. But
so your subconscious, you feel shifted because these,
I mean, that's what I'm doing. I mean, again, you know, it's like when I do one, I feel good afterwards, but I can't say, oh my goodness, this and this happened. It's just my life shows up differently. I mean, there's two of them that I did at the end go, oh my God, I could feel that shift. That was immediate. And that was a big one.
So, David, you ever listen to someone's reverse speech and you get nothing, like just gibberish all the way through?
Yeah, sometimes with public media you do. Reverse speech is coming from the right brain hemisphere. It's more prevalent when someone is very either very emotional or very casual in the speech. If you get into any left brain hemispheric activities like a public speaking or reading a speech, reversals drop off quite dramatically. Like George Bush, for example, he was shocking finding reversals on. You know, I could do two or three speeches of him and not find one, you know.
Do you have anything from George Bush that you found that was interesting?
Oh, sure. George Bush. Yeah, okay. Here's a great one from George Bush where I actually made a prediction based on a reversal I found. And this is 2 weeks before America went into Iraq. So here's the forwards.
Help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
Backwards, he says, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
And of course, you know, I did a couple of radio shows and said America's going to be in Baghdad very soon based on that reversal. And that gets into the whole discussion of future tense reversals. Reverse speech will occasionally, not often, but a little bit more than occasionally, will sometimes give glimpses into the future. You'll get future tense reversals say this is going to happen.
Or at least intent, or maybe intentions for the future on the part of that person, maybe, right?
Yes, it could be intentions for the future, but sometimes it can get a little bit more specific than that. Here, let me play a reverse. I'll tell you a little story about this. My hand's on it. Okay, here's a reversal that I found on me. Actually, one of my students did analyze me on the radio show and found a really weird reversal. So here's the forwards.
It's the most powerful way because you can hear it in straightforward everyday English. But, we are hardwired to tell the truth.
Backwards, I said, on a highway, there's a chill here.
A highway, chill here.
What is that? What does it mean to you?
I know. I had no idea what that meant. I thought, what the dickens does that mean? Anyway, 2 weeks later, I was flying to see a friend of mine, and the plane couldn't land at the airport because the airport was all snowed in. So I had to turn back and fly back. So I went and hired a car and drove there instead. Anyway, an hour down the road, oh, man, raging snow. I was driving in a blizzard. Traffic was down to 10 miles an hour. It was absolutely freezing. So I lived the reversal 2 weeks after it occurred in my speech. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I wonder, did you happen to see George Bush recently? He was on television talking about, he was asked whether there was aliens at Area 51 and he refused to answer.
No, I've missed that. Gee, I'd like to do reversals on that one.
Yeah, well, should. It's on YouTube. If you go to George Bush on Jimmy Kimmel, it's about, I don't know, a minute or so, but he refuses to answer the question. But maybe in the reverse speech, something came out. Actually, maybe I have that on my, maybe you could listen to it.
Jimmy Kimmel, K-I-N-N-E-L?
K-I-M-M-E-L, Jimmy
Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's full interview with George Bush 2 weeks ago.
I have it on my computer. Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. why don't we just do a little experiment? Why don't you play that and play it backwards, and let's see if we can hear anything in that one.
Now, which is the one he was talking to about? I hear he asked about government secrets. Oh, hang on. I'm going to have to download it. I'm going to have to convert it.
While he's doing that, let me go back to the MetaWatch, because there's the third category here I didn't get into, or the fourth category, excuse me. So that's because I'm really into this. If anyone out there is interested in this, please contact me, because I love talking about this stuff. Okay, so the fourth one is health and illness. And the first one is heal personal pain, heal emotional pain, and then the last one is create inner peace. And it says for create inner peace, it says a journey to the Garden of Eden, the birth of creation. Well, you'll discover how to create inner peace and heal physical ailments.
So, yeah. So that's the final one then, Jay?
That's number 12. Yeah, that's the 12th one. Yeah, it's under the category of health and illness. So it's business, career, financial freedom, relationships, and then this last one I got to here now is health and illness. So
right. So if you these are also using the archetypal words to change the
they all have that. Heal emotional pain. The description is a journey accompanied by Aladdin as you do magic together to heal emotional pain and remove unconscious blocks that hinder perfect health. And then heal personal pain, meet the shepherd on a journey into your subconscious and learn how to heal personal pain and anguish.
Is a shepherd also an archetypal word?
Yeah, very common. Yeah, very common one. Yeah.
I have it downloaded. Did you download this George Bush thing?
Well, I've just got it all ready to play. This is
okay,
to reveal government secrets. Okay, yeah. So we're going to do this live on the air. This is how I find reversals, okay?
Okay, so great.
We're going to run it forwards first. Oh, well, we're going to do a small section forwards and then reverse it. So here we go.
We are back with President Bush. This is his book, and it's called Portraits of Courage, and we will go through this and talk about some of the veterans that who you painted and you wrote about. But first, I want to ask you, this is a question.
Go further in there, because go about, about 10, 15 seconds in.
Files, the UFO documents. Because if I'm the president, that'd be the.
Let's reverse the maybe.
UBM.
Because if I'm the president,
UBM.
No, nothing clear there. Let's continue.
Well, he does say something like initials UBN or something. Doesn't he say something?
Let's run it backwards.
UBM.
You're right.
UBM. That might be some kind. I don't know, but it sounds like could something UBM. Anyway, let's
see what you find.
Oh, I will, but keep going with this because I think this is amazing, huh?
Here we go.
You know, it's funny. My daughters asked the very same question.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay, backwards on that.
I did it. Shock mess here at the Sazerac.
Shock mess.
My daughters asked the very same question.
They did.
They did. Shock
mess. The same
right
question.
There.
They did.
It. Shock mess.
You hear that? Shock mess.
Yeah, but play it again. I think there was something like astronaut in there. Did I hear something like that?
Yep. They did.
Yeah. I did it. Shock mess here at the Sazerac.
No, just shock mess. That's a clear one. So he had a shock. Whatever he saw or whatever he knows was a shock to him. Okay?
Right. Wow. That's amazing.
Let's continue on.
Allowed to tell your daughters what was in those files?
No.
You were not?
No.
Backwards.
I'm not.
Nothing there.
I'm not. I think he says I'm not.
I actually heard I'm not. You were quite right, actually.
I'm not.
Yes.
I know.
Well, that's congruent because it says, "Are you at liberty to reveal the contents of these files?" He says, "No," and backwards, "I'm not." So.
Oh, I see. Great. So, yeah. Okay.
So here's the forwards again.
Your daughters, what was in those files?
No.
And I'm not.
I know.
Yeah. So congruent reversal. Okay. So, right. so far we're 36 seconds. We've analyzed about 20 seconds of sound and found two reversals. That's about average. So here we go.
That's pretty good.
Anything you want, right?
True. Yeah. But I'm not telling.
You're not telling.
Yeah. He just said that I'm not, and then he says I'm not telling you. You see how amazing reverse speech is? You get it backwards before it says it forward. So that's incredible.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So let's run this backwards.
No, it's not me. No, it's not my... we are rowing in
the... No, it didn't tell us anything. Let's continue on.
You're not telling... You're not telling me what? Are you not telling me that you looked at them?
I'm not telling...
Oh, hang on.
Looked at them?
I'm not telling you nothing.
Backwards.
I'm not telling you nothing.
Just, I'm not. There he is.
I'm not. Yeah.
So he's not going to tell us anything forwards and backwards by the looks of it. But let's go to the end of the clip.
Are there really great secrets that you know that you can't share with people?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are. And you never...
Backwards on that. No, nothing clear there.
You're right about
it. No.
Maybe at a time in your life that you're like, oh, I'm 90, I'm going to do it.
No.
No, nothing. What if you were to get like a little like loopy, you know, you get old and
start drinking
you
again.
Start drinking again.
Backwards. No, nothing clear there. Next section.
Guillermo, get some tequila.
Yeah.
You are.
That's it.
It looks like he, on a subconscious level, may have been programmed not to say anything as well as consciously, right?
Oh, I'd say that's probably highly likely. Yes, indeed. They've got doing some of the CIA hypnotherapists can do amazing things. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this is it takes a lot of work on your part to really go through. I mean, if you're working with a client, you have to be really on top of it, don't you?
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. It's not an easy skill, and it takes a lot of dedication and hard work sitting at the desk for hours on end with headphones on, running tapes forwards and backwards. So that's 80% of my job.
That's a lot of intense concentration. That really, really is. I mean,
yes, it is.
David has developed a very sophisticated software, which I just got loaded on my computer, and he's offering a 6-month training class for anyone who's interested in developing this skill. It meets every 2 weeks for a 3-hour online class, and you can learn this skill.
Starts the first of April.
Well, call me or email me, and I'd like to be in contact with anybody that has an interest in the class or, yeah.
Well, this is going to be this program is going to be archived, so people will be maybe listening to this next couple of years as well. So.
Well, let me get my email address because it'll be good. I'm pretty committed to this work. I've signed up for the 6-month class, even though in school I was not good at homework at all. And there is obviously a lot of homework studying involved in this. And that's one of the first things I'm going to do is reverse speech so that I find it's fun and joyful to do my homework throughout the 6 months so I can be a very qualified practitioner at the end. But my email address is knowthyself@jaywilder.com. And send me an email. We can email. I can call you over the phone and we can talk. We can talk over Skype. My Skype address is jay.o.wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R.
Jay, thanks for putting all this together. Let me just ask David, what's the future for you? Where are you going? Where's your work going in this direction?
Oh, dear me. Well, I'm currently highly motivated to get as many people trained in the technology as I possibly can. The fields are badly lacking practitioners. We need trained people out there. So I'm highly motivated to train people to become skilled at this. So that's what I'm working at now. Public education, you know, I like to do as many radio interviews as I can. I used to do a lot of TV shows. Haven't done any TV appearances for many years now.
Well, when I go to Australia, you're in Adelaide, huh?
Uh-huh. Yes, Adelaide, Australia. Yes.
I'll go to Adelaide. I was there a couple of years, about 2 years ago. I got some.
Sorry?
You know.
We're losing you, Alan.
I might go back to Adelaide. I can interview you if I'm back there, okay?
Yeah, on television. Of course you can. Absolutely. That'd be great. Yep. So public education, getting the word out there as much as I can. It's such an important technology with such amazing implications.
Let me just ask you, how much training, I mean, if I just listened to the reverse speech, wouldn't I start to develop an ear for it? Or is there something in the training that you do that because of, I guess, your years of study?
Oh, well, I'll be able to save you years of hard data. I can tell you straight how to find the clear reversals and how to hear them properly. Yes, you can train yourself. Obviously, I trained myself, but it took me many, many, many years.
I see.
I'll give it all to you in 6 months. You know.
Oh, I think you've proven just in this little clip we just showed that there's a reality to it. You're not just making it up. There's a definite subconscious through line within the conscious speech. Yeah, and yeah. I think this is a breakthrough in human psychology. It really is.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wish it would be taken up more. It's my biggest disappointment that it's not more well known than what it is.
Well, I have a comment on that. You know, there's an expression: necessity is the mother of invention. Or another thing to say would be is when, you know, people are resistive to change, but when the pain of not changing becomes greater than the pain of change, people do change. And this, mm-hmm. I see, is just a very eloquent tool to make change easy and fun and pretty effortless. I mean, I'm looking at being able to design my life the way I want to. And as I said in the beginning, I've spent years, decades doing all kinds of self-motivation, walk on fire, Tony Robbins, you name it, spiritual channels, all kinds of things. And this is the first time I really feel like I'm like sitting in my own car in the driver's seat. I have my hands on the steering wheel and I can go where I intend to go. And because
why do you feel that, Jay?
Think about it. If you're congruent, your conscious mind and your unconscious mind are congruent with what you're aiming to accomplish, bam, it will happen. In fact, you can't stop it from happening. That's the same thing. The negative side is true. If you're incongruent, say with illness, and you have your wolf in the lake or whatever it may be, or you're sick like your daddy was or whatever, that's going to show up in your life. And this is a way to be able to go in and pull the wolf out of the lake or whatever the situation may be, and put in there what you want, and then it just starts unfolding in your life. And that's what I'm seeing in my business. My business has changed 180 degrees.
Dealing on Wall Street? Are you a Wall Street
commodity trader? I'm a commodities broker, and I deal one-on-one with people, though. It's private sales, and I have people calling me out of nowhere. I had two attorneys from Spain the other day say they had been looking at what I do for about a month, and they picked me out of a list of people to contact for what they were aiming to accomplish, and they wanted to know if I could help them. And we had one Skype conference call, and it went really well. And they're going to discuss everything and get back to me, and off we go. You know, so that's the way it should be. Life should be, I think. I mean, I referenced earlier, I've been doing this commodity broker for years, and typically I have to go through 100 contacts, 100 transactions to get maybe 10 to work, maybe even less. And here I get, you know, out of nowhere, someone calling me up. That's never happened before. Not like that. So yeah, you know, it's a great tool, and it's very effective, and relatively speaking, it's super easy compared to banging your head against running into brick walls and banging your head against, you know, it not working.
Well, I always appreciate all the people you bring to this program, Jay. So thank you for, David.
Yeah.
Lots of guests throughout the years. You've turned me on to some really.
Yep. Evolutionary. I keep going. I'm the ever ready bunny, you know.
I can't cover everything. So you're looking out for me and for my audience. So,
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, we might not have gotten calls now, but there'll be people listening to this over the next, you know. So, David, thank you. Any final words, David?
No, thank you very much for having me. And if you're interested in this technology, get involved. Okay.
Okay. Your website again is reversespeech.com?
Correct. Reversespeech.com. Yes.
And that's David Oates, the originator and creator and the genius behind the whole reverse speech technology and doorway to the subconscious mind. It really is something new and miraculous that's been discovered right here.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to David Oates and my good friend Jay Wilder, all the way from India. And hopefully I'll see you again at some point.
Very good. Thank you, everybody. Call me or email me. Anyone that's interested wants to know more, I'd be happy to visit with you.
Okay. Yes. Send me all that because I'll put this in the description as well when it's posted online. So send me everything, you know, in an email that you want me to post. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it when we hang up.
All right. Great.
Sounds
okay. Thanks, David. I really appreciate your time and your skill.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you. Bye.
Thanks,
bye,
David. Thank you. Thanks, Alan. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thanks. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. And if you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com, or go to my YouTube channel as well for other interviews, which is youtube.com/newrealities, or email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening, and listen next week for another great show. Okay. Good night.